Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. 605, Las Vegas, Nevada, 905, Newark, Delaware. What up, everybody? Your hip-hop informer, TM, coming from Tampa. Where are you? Don't matter, wherever you are. Thanks for rocking inside Relationship Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, do you miss your ex, Angela, Keisha, Michelle, Renee? I don't miss none of them. Hey, I do miss Manya, though. Manya, Jersey City, New Jersey. What up? Manya, through your, hey. All the way live from the DMV, that dude say James. Welcome to the show. What up, brother?
Yo, what's good, B? What's good, man? Hey, man. I don't know how my man survived one episode of Hell's Kitchen. I was watching this joint, this dude smashing people's food that he was cooking and all of this stuff and just talking to him like he a dog. So I don't know, B. Shout out to my man on Hell's Kitchen, though.
Damn. Hell's Kitchen. I think I've seen that like once.
Yo, son, how do people survive on that joint when he's like screaming and spitting in your face and throwing your food away right in front of you?
Yeah, pretty difficult.
Disrespectful, B. It's disrespectful, son.
Pretty difficult. All the way live from up I-4, Plant City, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Yes, yes. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I am here, and I am fresh off of my ALS challenge where some of my people called me out, shout out B.I. and Antoine, and I had to do it myself because my son and my mother flat, blatantly out refused to assist me. They would not, so I ended up having to pour freezing ice water on my own head.
Great.
Good for you.
It was for a good
Big
summer.
Up to ALS. I'm
That's
telling
right.
you that is social media at its best. I decline.
Most definitely.
But Big
well,
Up,
I did it.
Who has taken the big chill?
Yeah, I did it for ALS, but in addition to that, I did it in honor of one of my friends, Antoine Whitley, whose parents both passed away within probably a month of each other, one from breast cancer, his mother, and his father from heart disease. So I wanted to, you know, bring awareness to those two causes as well. I mean, I've seen a lot of the social media banter about the pros and cons of, you know, taking the challenge or not taking the challenge, and I understand from both perspectives, but, you know,
No doubt.
So I'm going to be a good sport and participate in it for my friend.
No, absolutely. I had a grandfather that passed away from cancer. I'm with you all the way. I decline. Hey, it's 908, everybody. 917-889-3905.
You said that
twice. 1-7-8-8-9-3-9-2-6. Hey, you are inside Hump Day Wednesday, Madam CeeLo Boston, stepping along here anytime. Hey, not Toya tonight. Finance.
Dee Dee.
On Monday.
Double D.
Dee Dee's bringing us health and wellness. St. James has that adult talk, and it's a lot of conversation on the other side of this right here. Hey, do you miss your ex? Don't lie. Hey, some people still crave to be with their ex years and years after the breakup, days after the breakup. They still crave their ex. They still want to be with them. What about you? Are you ready to get back, you know, with him or her? Be honest. Hit us up. Let us know. We'll be right back. TM High Radio Live. Hump Day.
My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big money. He was getting some coin. Was the shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in the palace. Boy, bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. One in my purse, cause I came just to kill.
Oh my God. look at her butt.
This dude named Michael used to rhyme all the cycles. It's bigger than the tower. I ain't talking about Eiffels. Real country anaconda. Let me play with his rifles. Cookie put his butt to sleep. Now he calling me Nigel. Now that bang, bang, bang. I let him hit it cause he hang, hang, hang. All in the salad like his name, Romaine. And when we done, I make him bomb and bomb, man. I'm on some dumb shit.
M. Hyman Radio Live.
That's right.
9:12 p.m. Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, a.k.a. everybody's face on her booty making jokes and memes. I don't know about that right there, but, you know. Anyway, it's Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General T.M. Hyman, Save Jane,
yep.
Madam CeeLo Boston, hopefully joining us shortly, as well as Dee Dee Willingham later on in the show with her health and wellness segment. And tonight's topic is, do you miss your ex? So, since I'm on the throwing end of this question and I don't have to answer that yet. Actually, no. I'm going to pause with my pitch and I'm going to answer my question first or answer the question first. Do I miss my ex? Not no, but hell no.
Hell no.
Hell to the
no. Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. I'm good. I'll pass.
Hey, before we go any further, just welcoming her into the convo tonight. All the way from Newark, health and well. Actually, I don't even know why I keep saying it. Health and wellness is coming up. But Toya, welcome to the show. What am I?
Hello, hello. Good evening, all.
What up, Toya?
What's percolating?
Oh, not much.
Hey, you said hell no. Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad. I just really realize now, based on the relationship that I'm in, that I wasted a lot of time. Wasted a lot of time.
Can I ask this question? Is it a waste of time to go back with an ex, period? Is it wrong to go backwards?
Yes. Yes, never go backward. Especially if, you know, you already know it wasn't good. See, I have a problem or have had a problem in the past, let me say that, with giving the benefit of the doubt, where a lot of times it's not deserved. And I think that's where I fell short in my quest not to backpedal. Like, yeah, that was the worst mistake I ever made in my life. Don't go backwards. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Basically, myself, at looking back at it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of summed it up to that myself. You don't go backwards. They were an ex for a reason.
A reason.
Although
right.
I've seen some situations where, you know, it didn't work out at a particular phase during a particular time due to what was going on, but when they doubled back, it was better. So, you know, I mean, I've seen some of those cases, but I think overall might not be wise to go backwards.
I think those examples, as far as my experience, have kind of been fewer and far between, with more of the bad, you know, examples than the good examples. Like, yeah, it just, yeah.
(laughs) 917-889-3926 Got a lot of folks hanging out with us. You can actually chime in. Just dial 1 on the phone, and you can become a part of the conversation.
Yep.
Hump Day Wednesday. Interesting conversation. Do you miss your ex? I don't know. I've seen situations where, I don't know. I'm going to say I've seen situations where, I don't know if volatile is the right word, but intense, definitely. I've seen intense situations balance out or level out as people got older. And so it didn't work when we were in college, but once we graduated, you know, kind of separated, I don't know if you grew up or if you start to miss what you had. I don't really know. Not my experience. I think for me, when I went back, it never worked out. So I've kind of checked, don't go backwards. But again, I think that's, I don't know if it's isolated or if I would recommend that for people overall, don't go backwards. Because again, I've seen it work in some instances. I kind of went around the mountain on that one.
No. I know where you were going with that one, and I was actually discussing that with someone right before we came on the air as far as different circumstances of missing your ex. It could be, you know, an ex that you had in high school, you know, your high school sweetheart. It could be, you know, the shorty that, you know, you knew everyone else wouldn't accept, but it was just something about them, you know, that, you know, you kept them around, you did what you did, you know, or, you know, you had that secret relationship, but you never shared them with anyone else. Or, you know, it could be your most recent ex. There's a few different variants of time frames with the whole quote-unquote ex thing. It doesn't have to be the last person that you were with, per se.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Tonight we're talking about people that still crave the ex even after the breakup. They're ready to get back with him or her. I have a question for the married folk that's a part of this dialogue tonight, because I know married people, married people, in my opinion, should be secure in one another and in their situation. But the question for the married people tonight, is it okay or is it not okay for a married person to meet with or to speak with an ex? Is that out of order?
If you don't have children, I would say yes. No, no, but I have friends that are married, and I mean, we've had these situations pop up in, you know,
can I hear
our
married people on this line. Apart,
I mean, all right, okay, all right, okay, that's fine.
Well, ladies first. I'm trying to be a gentleman. Ladies first. Go ahead, Toya.
I don't think it's out of order. I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know what you have at home. That's on you. I'll come with you. Won't come with you.
Is that most women?
That's
what's up,
Toya.
No, it's Latoya. You know I'm a little strange. But no, I don't have a problem with it. And the thing is, I know a lot of his exes because we're, you know, Delaware's only but so big. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Not at all.
I'm digging you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Work.
I don't have a problem with it. If you do something
you're
not
supposed
to, that's
on you. But I would
have to
say that because you're also secure. That also because you're secure in who you are.
Mm-hmm. I am. And what I have to offer. If you don't want it, I can't make it stay. You want something else, you think the grass is green on the other side, have at it. But don't come back when you figure out it's dried out.
Yeah.
And it's worn out.
Hashtag bang pow. Is it out of order for your wife to want to go meet with her ex, or she starts talking to her ex on the phone? Is she out of order?
I would have to say, just to be diplomatic about the situation, I'd have to say, I wouldn't say it is out of order only because I've done it before, but thing is, this ex that I may have, like, you know, met up with after we were married, or, you know, still may have communicated with after we were married, you know, she came to my wedding and everything, you know, met my wife and all that stuff like that, and, you know, we had a real good relationship prior to, you know, our breakup and everything, prior to our, you know, our intimate relationship and then, you know, the breakup and everything. So it, I would say with her, it wouldn't be a problem for me to go see her or talk to her, whatever the case may be. But, you know, as far as, like, with her doing that the same way, you know, even if I did have the issue with it, I can't. You understand? Because that's not fair to the situation. But would I, if it was just, you know, if I didn't have any contact with any of my other exes or whatever, and she just decided to, you know, pick up the phone? And that also depends on that, too. If you're seeking him out, then I may question the motive behind it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it's just like something that happened to come across by happenstance, you know, through the Facebook thing, you know, y'all went to homecoming and, you know, blah, 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 whatever the case may be, you know, I'm definitely going to come around and lay some piss on that tree so you can get that scent in the air, you know what I mean, mark that territory. You know what I mean? And
it's crazy, though. Terrence said two different things. He said, how do you feel about meeting up with their ex? But then he said, you know, talking on the phone. Those are two different things. Meeting up with somebody you haven't seen in a long time.
Lunch, dinner.
It's totally different. It's totally different.
Lunch, dinner.
It's totally
that's a whole different thing than us
becoming friendly and starting a relationship again. Those are two different things.
Platonic, though. Platonic, regardless. Platonic.
It is. However, now you're opening the door to create
no
a relationship again.
Yeah, for old feelings to come out.
Now we can be friends, all three of us. We can be friends, not a problem. But there's no reason for the two of you to sit and have conversations, converse as if I'm not around.
Uh-oh.
Meet up with somebody.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Shot
okay,
fired.
So hold on.
Right.
Let me make sure I'm clear now. At 9:23 on the East Coast, 6:23 on the West Coast, let me make sure I'm clear. Because at first I thought you said it really didn't matter. But right now.
I'm hearing a backup bitch
right now.
No, it's not a backup bitch. This is what it is. To meet up with somebody that you were close with at once, you know, one time, hey, let's catch up. I'm in town. We haven't seen each other. Not a problem. Go to dinner, go to lunch. But to have a relationship again, you haven't had that relationship. There's no need for you guys to spark another one. Those are two different things. I was in town.
I hit you up. You my friend. There you go. Okay. Thinking I want a relationship. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back. Do you miss your ex? Don't lie. Don't lie. See you behind the radio live. Oh, back up, bitch.
wanna hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I wanna be your number one, so get to that.
TM Hyman Radio Live. You are rocking with us this Hump Day Wednesday, and we would like to know, do you miss your ex? Hell no, I do not. Not now, one of them. You're an ex for a reason. Don't want you, don't need you, and ain't thinking about you.
I like that word. Not now. Not now,
not
one.
Now, not now, one.
Not a nail nutter.
Not now,
nutter. Not now, nutter. Hilarious.
8917-889-3926. Hey, still got a few minutes left before we get into adult talk. We're talking about the topic of missing your ex. Do you miss your ex? Most people really don't want to admit that, specifically if they're already in a relationship. Most people keep that under wraps, which first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, is suspicious. If it's nothing to it, I think being honest and open about what you're feeling only could bring about an appreciation, really, for what you have, because the person feel like you have nothing to hide because you're being honest. Hey, I saw Tanya last week at Macy's. You know, she was looking good. You know, Tanya?
All right.
Yeah, but see, for your son, don't throw that she was looking good part in whenever you're talking to your shorty about that.
Well, he would do that.
Trust me, leave that out.
I probably would, but again, it's just me being honest and being transparent, because this is what she going to say. She going to say, oh, yeah, who is Tanya? I mean, so hopefully she already know that she's my ex, but if not, she's somebody.
If she did her research, she does.
And so maybe,
if you told her before, she will. That's the thing. You got to tell her these things up front, ahead of time.
And that's what I'm saying. If you put it out there, because I might not have provided the best example, because that one would probably.
That was good because it's not an argument,
but it would be something.
But now it depends on the person that you say it to. Because with me,
right.
I would say, oh, did she look good? Well, go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want her, go find her.
But I would not. But you know what? I would have came back with something like, you know what I'm saying? She looked good, but you know, not as good as you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
would
say,
get
the
hell out of here.
That's a cuff. That's a cleanup line.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
as Tamar would say, the lies you tell.
I still look good. Damn it, she still look good.
She can look good if she wants to, but you ain't got to come tell me.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Hey, she's here with our health and wellness. Give it up for Dee Dee Willingham.
Well, all right, all right, all right.
He said that all sexy, didn't he? Wow.
Yes.
Like he had the light
to do a report. Or ask you to talk to me some more.
Hey,
Is hump day?
Oh, is that what it is? Or are you missing Delmare? What's going on? Hump day Wednesday in the house. I'm excited.
Calm down.
I can't even deliver.
Health and wellness. Hey, let's
calm down.
She
can't focus.
Let's start this again. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Chesapeake, Dee Dee Willingham.
Woo! All right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Good evening, everybody. I am happy to be here on this hump day Wednesday. Whoop whoop. For another health and wellness segment. How you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Marvelous sure. And wonderful. Well, I know we don't have much time to take it because y'all sound like y'all talking about something real good tonight. So,
don't take
so much of your time.
Is
everything okay, Sadie?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. All right. Tonight's health and wellness topic is when a good time goes bad. Let me tell you about that. When a good time goes bad. All right, six surprising sex hazards. Let me just drop some information on you guys so y'all can be more informed and make sure that when you're having sex that you're not hurting yourself. I know sex is great. It's great for your health. It lowers blood pressure, improves your sleep. It boosts your immune system. However, doing the deed can also have its risk, so please be careful, people. I'm not just talking about STIs, which I found that's a new word, not STDs anymore, it's STIs, sexually transmitted infection. So as of 2010, the UK did a survey, and about one-third of the adult population has been injured during sex. And people are like, what? Injured? What in the world? Let me tell you. Six things that you can, how you can injure yourself during sex. Penis fracture. Yes, men, you can fracture your penis. Penile fractures occur when the erect penis is suddenly bent, causing a tear in the membrane that surrounds the penis.
That's a big old booty. That's a big booty.
And then if you tear that membrane, blood will begin to leak out into the surrounding tissue, and it will cause you severe pain, swelling, and dark bruising. Normally, this injury would occur if you are having participating in any vigorous sex activities, or you aggressively masturbating for any of those aggressive masturbators, when a penile fracture can occur. And if you do not treat it, it can result in erectile dysfunction or deformity. Now, ladies, sex hazard for you, or for us, I should say, will be vaginal cuts and tears. We usually experience these type of things at least once in our lives. And the most common cause for this is dryness, ladies. Dryness causes cuts and tears in the JJ area. So to help relieve that, use some lubricant, change your position, and don't forget foreplay. Make sure he gets you right before he starts doing his thing, ladies. If the cut is substantial and doesn't stop bleeding, did you clap? If the cut doesn't stop bleeding or becomes infected, ladies, please make sure you get to see your doctor because it can turn into something worse. Also, number three, UTIs, which are urinary tract infections, which can happen to men and women, but more commonly in women. And that can happen during sex. That's another sex hazard. And it's because there's bacteria, basically, in your genital and anus area that's not clean. And that's for men and women. Y'all are transferring uncleanness, nastiness, and it causes a woman or man to have a urinary tract infection. And some tips to make sure that you don't get UTIs, ladies or men. Make sure you urinate before and after sex. Wash your hands very good before and after sex. And also as well as your rectum. And drink a lot of fluids to help you go to the bathroom as well. So sexual headaches can occur. That's also a sex hazard. I'm not sure if any. And this normally happens in men more so than ladies. And but it does occur in both. And it's typically before or during an orgasm in which you will feel a sexual headache. The headache can feel like a sudden throbbing pain or a dull aching pain that builds and intensifies. You want to consult your doctor if you do have this issue because it can be a symptom of something worse going on with you. And if you have headaches along with stiffness of neck, vomiting, or trouble with coordination after you have your orgasm or before, please consult your doctor because your issue could be more serious. And then the last two sexual hazards, and if you watch The Color Purple, you definitely understand when he said, when Whoopi asked him, how did he die? And she said, on top of
on
me.
On top of
it
me.
It definitely
yep.
is possible. You
yep.
can, ladies and men, have heart attacks and strokes are the last two surprising sexual hazards that can occur from having some good, great sex. So please be careful if you have some other issues going on as far as your heart or anything like that. Please be careful if you're 70 years old and you got a 20-year-old. Hey, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. Be careful. And, again, normally heart attacks and strokes, you can't have sex that hard. It just causes you to. You have some underlying issues that are normally going on, but it just so happens because the sexual activity just brings some other stuff to light, and then it causes the heart attack or the stroke. But I enjoyed bringing you these six surprising sex hazards, and please be careful because we don't want any hazards. But I would love for you to join me next Wednesday for another great Health and Wellness Wednesday. Thank you.
Yo, I love this show. I love this show. Yo, we keep people informed. We educated people. We keeping them stimulated on top of the thing. Real talk, real people, real times. Back in a moment. TM Hammer Radio Live. It's 9:36.
Got me on my Brooklyn. Huh? Hey, what I told him, I said, being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot gets you the Hall of Fame. Low show.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Yeah. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the chick. I Bobby Smurda that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click clack, get the freaking. You want some hot chilling out in Mykonos? All summer, hey, we can.
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo.
Push me, yo.
I had them killers in your bushes, yo.
Bushes, yo.
Some trick, splurge on the pussy, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that pussy, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, young OG. On my GSC, meet the family. Can't hold you forever, you gon' get a date.
Get a date.
Tell them free my critter mate. Hold your head to all my in the state. D block, GS9, get it straight. Got the in the on me. Gloves, mask, and a hoodie on me. In case we need to steal a V, I got the pulley on me.
Yeah.
I know you shocked, right? They got me on my bully, homie. It's fake love, cause they really hate.
Really hate.
For my downfall, they really wait.
Really wait.
100 yardies, 100 Haitians. I'm a hot by affiliation.
Fresh about the county, I done did a little bit. Let the popos run up for me, I won't tell them coppers. All this money in my pocket, you might think I stole them. I got both and some hen, some low pros on my bins. And if I catch that slipping, I'ma shut them down. Let my homie separate his body, call it 7 pounds. Better cool out, I'm next with the hands, you keep talking, that shit I knock you out. I be picking you up, off of the ground, but thinking you Tupac. And shawty give me till I pass out. And she just getting checks cause I out. Making money, gotta be the fast route. If you ain't, better get your ass out.
That make him diddy bop. Free slice Billy, let my Billy rock. And free your Billy, let a Billy out. With flex, drop a bomb on us, watch the city rock. Make Diddy Swanny dance right on Biggie Block. Make him bring 100 bands in the city out. With fresh pull up in that brand new yacht. Watch him start off with your cause I'm worth about a million now. Think if we dance around, come on, get five. That's Bobby Smurda, not Bobby Brown. Let him pop up on your block. Better calm it down, get the same drop in that. And he don't come around cause they know they gon' get five.
Around and get you. Like hanging out too long on 91st and Windtrap. See, you the type to probably get got.
It's a joke.
See this wheel on the stop. Shorty climb this money mountain to the tip top.
Get it.
Throw 150 on my wrist.
Watch.
Stay with the heat, they call me Chris Bosh. Angry cause see me leaving they block. Shout my web, shout my Luger. Free my smiles, free my scooter. I suggest you probably pray to Buddha. Conglomerate and GS9 full of.
Let's talk about a hot. My dogs are sitting right. Suggest we never cop. Who the first to bring that Lambo on the block? Popping aces in the studio with Bobby Nils.
Before all the labels started calling them,
I heard them.
Cause I understand them cause I'm one of them.
I am.
So no, you ain't on me if you ain't on them.
Bang, bang, bang.
Memphis, Memphis, that's who we are.
We are.
Made a million out of glass, y'all.
Me.
I got boss,
boss.
My knew they just caught a charge.
Hey.
Lord, we gon' ride scrap,
trap.
We be back that beat, that rap. And free my me, come on my Philly. And my New York, from Dykeman, she Dominican.
Hey.
Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy, Grammy's dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my squad. And if there's a problem, we gon' brawl. Poppin' out there, I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Set them free, Mishi, yo. Subway, free Breezy, yo. It's time I got my murder team, bro. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that, get the squeezing. Everybody catch
them. Let's get it with Bobby Shmurda and that hot N-word, or them hot boys, let's get it, all right, it is 9:41 in Cheesy Peasy, Virginia, and we are about to get into some adult talk with our boy Sage.
Sound like an intro for you coming out to play basketball somewhere.
That's the referee in her. That's that referee in her.
That's that referee in life, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Word. But I guess in the spirit of the topic tonight, I never answered the question fully. I'll leave my answer on the table and I'll move on to my next, I guess, round table question that we can pose to the panel. But do I miss any of my exes? No. Basically, like you, everybody's saying the ex for a reason. They either did some shady or just had some shady ways, or they just had some ways about them I didn't agree with. If anything, I could say is that there may be some characteristic that, you know, I appreciated about them, you know, during the time we were there. But that's all I could really say. Do I miss them? No, because that's why I'm with who I'm with now. So moving on from there, I recently was driving by CVS, and then I got out the car and I was walking, and it was a couple out there, you know, in the heated debate, go far saying arguments. And, you know, it basically homeboy got caught up in doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, you know, with another party, whatever the case may be. And he was just running off different reasons to validate what he did, not validate, but just try to take the, you know, the sting away somewhat. And it just kind of like, not dawned on me, but it just, I guess whenever it comes to that, you're listening. If you decide to do something outside and you get caught, the best thing for you to do is own up to it. Because the more you try to think of stuff to kind of counter what he's saying.
No doubt.
The more you try to come up with excuses and reasons to why it's not true, it's going to be more lies that you're not going to remember. And this is a heated conversation. And remember, women remember everything.
Everything.
Everything you said, whether it was a year ago, whether it was a minute ago, an hour ago.
Everything.
If you said the brown dog crossed the street, and then you came back and said the brown and white dog crossed the street. Hold on. What bitch was this that you was with that had the brown and white dog then? Then it's all downhill from there. So own up to it, fellas. I mean, there's no other way I can say if you caught, you deal with it and try to go move on from there and try to make amends for what you have done because she already caught you. Now, that goes into my next question, and I think we have a caller on. We want to get them on before we get out of here that has a question for us. But this next question came up in a conversation also with a few colleagues of mine, a confidant, compadres, whatever you want to use the C word, as a friend. What if your mate, if your significant comes to you and tells you that they cheated on you, what's the first thing that you would say? How would you react?
Oh, well, are you asking
I'm asking that with
who, you know, is my knee jerk reaction with who?
With who? I mean, it doesn't. Yo, what does it matter? She cheated.
I'm just saying. You're asking a question. My response is, I want to know for me.
Oh, you want to know with who? Right. Okay.
I want to know with who.
Right.
That's my knee jerk response to her. With who?
I think that's my response too. But if you're coming to me telling me that you're cheating, I mean, women can kind of feel it before it happens. So
listen,
I may already know it if it's just confirmation.
Let me clarify what I mean. I'm not even saying if this is something that's been ongoing, he's finally coming clean about. You know, just something that just might have happened. You know, that he, you know, not to say that he thought he was going to get away with, but, you know, it just was eating at him, and he had to come clean and tell you it was a one-time deal, whatever. You know, this hasn't been none premeditated or ongoing, like no kind of affair, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Just time and place just presented itself, and, you know, the follow-through was there. Gina, you want to... Is it the same thing?
I mean, yeah.
But you wouldn't see that coming. That's what I'm saying.
No, not necessarily. But what does it matter whether I see it coming or not, honestly?
Okay, dig it. Ladies, other ladies on the panel.
Of course you want to know with who, and you also want to know why. Like, what was the reason? For what? What did you get from that? Why did you have to do it?
I don't give a damn who.
Like, who and why, and was it worth it? Because at this point, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, like, why? Like, for what reason?
Why
did you feel you needed to do that?
Does he look better than me? Yeah. Is he better than me? What's he doing? I don't do. Because me personally, this is, I mean, I always live by this. But boyfriend, girlfriend, even when I was married, I first look at myself. I always do self-check before I go pointing fingers at it. Oh, that's why I don't want to know who. Just tell me why, and then I will self-check. And then if it happens again, then I know the problem is not with me. The problem is with you, because I know I did everything I was supposed to. I could care less who she is, because I know me, and I'm like, you know, cause it's got to be a crazy reason. Maybe I'm just too busy. I'm not paying attention to you, but. I don't care who she is, just why. And if I self-check and I do better and you still cutting up, and then it's you, then you got to go. Tell them to.
So you don't give a damn who it is?
No, I don't care less who. Who doesn't matter to me? It never did. I could care less who. It's never mattered. Never mattered.
Mm. What if it was that ex that he missed?
It's all good. Again, because the way my mind, I've always thought like this is to self-check first. So I'm going, even if it's there's a reason, it's always an underlying reason. Even though the reason you may give me, you may still be saying this, you possibly, I'm pretty 99% sure that you're lying. So I know there's a true reason. So first let me, before I even try to delve into all that, I'm going to self-check. I'm going to go ahead and take it on my back like I'm the one that's causing you to step out. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't look at it like that, but I always look at it like that. And so after I check myself to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then it falls back on you. I always give the benefit of the doubt. I always do. And then after that, you only get one shot. It's a wrap after that.
Fair enough. Anybody else got anything to add to it?
Really, you shouldn't have to self-check. Because I'm just saying, really, you shouldn't have to self-check because – as a man, if you have an issue, you should have brought that to me before you stepped out.
True.
That's
I'm with
really
you
often.
That's true, but how often
does it
that
matter
happen?
Who or with, but hello, hey, you got a problem. I'm right here.
Let me know.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, we.
That's a setup, though.
Right,
that's a setup.
Because one, that's normally not going to happen for him. He's not going to be that honest. However, but part of my self-checking is just not checking myself. Is making sure I ask you the necessary questions to make sure when okay, is this what am I not doing? What are you missing? What's going on? What did she? You know, and that's part of it. Needless to say, you know, I'm still asking those questions to him. He's a part of the self-checking process. But you know, after that. Again, that's just me and my benefit of the doubt. I know Toya is not on the benefit, or maybe Gina Hot Chocolate not on the benefit of the doubt type of page either, but that's just me.
No, that's my problem. I was just sharing that earlier, that I'm too much of the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's 9:50. Let's pause for the calls. Come right back on the other side of this. The talk. Hey, we still in the midst of Do You Miss Your X, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you either way. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. We'll be right back.
Caller, we coming to you after this, man. Promise.
Absolutely. Thanks for being
so
patient.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say if you want to kill yourself, don't f*** around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now go on and jump. Jump. Jump.
I tried to let you get deep. It's time to put your boys to sleep. Now they want to talk. I'm busy getting like a boss. I smell a from a block away. Let's shoot them from a block away. They want to see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama garnishing in the wage. I just went and got the Chevy spray. Wanna scratch it, paint. Wanna see you fall. You know to bring them just when you see me call. I try to let them deep. It's time to make you feel my buzzing feet. I took a quarter to Polk County. All my central Florida and Florida straight body. Broke down and come back in Bartow. Bell Glade box Chevy on my car phone. Jayville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car load. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I went and got my very own salon. Yet I had to every day do what the fuck she want. I started in a box Chevy. Now my watch a buck 80. I heard them same. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk in Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with that okie dokie. Pop a molly, now that red. Oh, is it just a necklace? I tried to let you be. I pray that all you boys to see. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I tried to let you get the deep. It's time to put your boys to sleep.
To sleep.
No,
we want to talk.
I'm busy getting
like a bounce. I started with a box, Chevy.
Yeah.
Yo, I like this joint right here, bitch.
Ricky Raw.
89-3926. We still got a few minutes left. We are here talking about Do You Miss Your Ex? We got a caller that's been patiently waiting, and we're so grateful.
Thank you very much.
Patient with us. Area code 980, last 41273. Caller, are you with us?
Man, I will headbutt you. What do you mean?
Shots fired.
Ooh. Yo, we don't recognize that number, B. I'm the
704
area code, B. That's why you was
Boston, all the way live from Charlotte. What up?
Hi, I've been listening the entire time.
Have you?
Yeah, I really have.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Hey, yeah. Ain't it? To be that patient.
Wow. Hey, Sabe. Hey, Sabe, all I can say is that she didn't press one. That's all I
she
can
did
say.
Press one. No, she had one press. Well,
you just ignored
it. And I sent you the text a while ago. I said we got a caller. Indeed, he's on. That was about a half hour ago.
Yeah, it was.
I love this show. I love.
Yeah,
this
he
show.
Did say that. He texted that. Yeah, he did.
I love
it. Oh. I realized that I had to press one because I'm like, all right, the song started playing. I'm like, they're still not in it. Oh, come on, B. Like, and then so, yeah. And so, hi. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so good. It's so good.
Hey, thanks for rocking, everybody. You got a few minutes to weigh in. If you want to let us know, if you miss your ex. So, Madam Boston, you've been with us the whole time. You've heard the conversation. We now want to hear your response. Do you miss an ex?
No. I don't miss any of my ex. Yeah, no. Not that I can think of. And, hey, I thought your answers to the whole, like, if you found out if your person, like, if God came to you and was like, they cheated, that's funny. I don't care who it is.
Does it matter to you though? What's your response to someone telling you they cheated? I mean, do you matter who it is?
I want
to matter
know,
to you who it is my question.
My first question would be, why are you telling me? Because there has to be a reason that, like, first of all, that you were cheating, but the fact that you felt compelled to tell me you were cheating. Are you leaving? Or, like, how do we go with this?
Maybe they just
want to
come clean. Maybe they just want to come clean.
Yeah, maybe it's eating at them. Maybe they love you that much they don't want to fire trust like they already did. Some men are like that. I know some men that have done that before.
Yeah, and you don't have to go for it.
I didn't agree with it. I didn't recommend it.
If you want. And even if he does leave that girl alone, and he very well may, it'll be a no.
Okay,
that's
so
not always
real
true.
Real quick before we get out of here.
Was it my case?
Let's do this in reverse, around the table, reverse. You may not be missing an ex, but think real hard about an ex that might be missing you. Do you have an
I know
ex
one.
You know for a fact miss you right now?
They all miss me.
Indeed they do. Every last one of them.
Oh, they all miss me.
Hey, they don't miss me. They just miss my doggy style.
Lord have mercy. Why did I know that was going to be his damn name?
Hey, I opened us up for that one. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, we're back on Friday, 9 p.m., inside the Friday Night Cypher.
You taking it home?
Oh.
Hey, let's get up out of here.
That crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. We got a packed house tonight. The General, myself, Dave James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, and Toya. The only one that we're missing is Nokio tonight, who's still on tour. Shout out to him. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you again on Friday. Peace out.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. Yeah, man. If you in the gym, B, learn to do some pull-ups, man. You got all these muscles, man. Can't do no damn pull-ups. It's not a good look, P.
Good
look at all, son. Nah, man, I'm tired of seeing that, man. Cats lift in the gym, they get on the pull-up ball, can't get the fire.
No, I haven't.
Whack, B. Get your mind right, man.
Their fake cut up. Fake cut up.
They benching with their cheeks, B.
Their six-pack is airbrushed.
Can't do a pull-up. How about y'all? Whoop, wrong one. Wrong one. Looking for the show intro. Can't find it.